South Africa.
China.
Germany.
Trinidad and Tobago.
Did you know that people listen to Issues Etc. around the world?
India.
Sweden.
Egypt.
France.
Turkey.
Japan.
Australia.
Canada.
United Kingdom.
Hong Kong.
Austria.
Finland.
Malaysia.
Singapore.
Bulgaria.
Korea.
Brazil.
You can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by making a secure online donation at issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio and send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Help us proclaim Christ to the world.
The Philippines.
Mexico.
Spain.
New Zealand.
Kuwait.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We've got our four soundbites that we want you to vote for. First, you need to hear them, so we're going to play them for you here. One, two, three, four. Then, you vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week by giving us a call. We are coming to you live this Friday afternoon, October the 2nd. 1-877-623-MYIE. 877-623-6943. You can vote by sending us an email, too. We get it right here in the studio in real time. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc. Or go to our Facebook fan page. There's space there for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Please include your city and state when you write your vote out to us. We'd like to know where you're listening. We want to know which one you're voting for and why. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. And we will be giving away the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad to the listener who has the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week on this Friday afternoon. We got four sound bites to play. We're going to play them for you, and then it'll be your time to vote. The first one comes from Dr. Hadley Arkus. Here he is making the most obvious case against abortion.
I think this is the easiest, simplest bill for the Republican candidates to talk about. They don't have to talk about rape or incest, the hardest cases. They can simply come in 2016 to say, this is all we want to talk about. Does the right to abortion extend to the right to kill a child born alive who survived? That's all we want to talk about. I think the country would be massively on our side on that one and be rather astonished to find the Democrats fiercely resisting that kind of bill and saying that this right to abortion is virtually limitless. And if it can cover the child who survived, why can't it cover the infant in the home? But the prospect before us, the example of killing the child born alive, is sufficiently arresting and astonishing. And I think that is quite sufficient for Republican candidates to talk about. And we're dealing now with a party of people who seem to be, as we might say, rhetorically challenged.
That's soundbite number one, Dr. Hadley Arkus making the most obvious case against abortion. Simply protect those that are survivors of abortion from being subsequently killed. If you'd like that to be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, it needs your vote. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback at issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number two comes from Pastor Brian Wolfmiller. We were talking to him about an evangelical cliche, deeds not creeds, and here he is talking about how you can't have evangelism without everything Christ has commanded, without doctrine.
They said, well, look, we're more interested in evangelism. We're more interested in reaching out to people and pushing the mission forward than we are in the doctrine and in the theology. And I said, well, I don't understand what you're saying. Because when Jesus tells us to do the work of making disciples of all nations, when he sets us to that task of mission work, he tells us how to do it, and that is to baptize in his name, the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and to teach everything that he commanded. I mean, you have to have the theology of baptism and the doctrine of the Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and you have to have the teaching of all of the things that Jesus does if you want to have evangelism. Again, it's this crazy idea of putting two things against each other that the Scripture binds up together. Doctrine and evangelism are hand-in-hand in the Scripture, just like faith and love are hand-in-hand. But to say that we're more interested in evangelism than in doctrine, this is to tear apart two things that the Lord has bound up together. And this does violence to the Scripture, and it does violence to the people who are under this teaching.
All right, that's soundbite number two, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, No Evangelism Without Doctrine. If you'd like to vote for it, just give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Send us a tweet at IssuesETC. Go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Or you can send us an email right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org. Soundbite number three comes from Greg Kokel, a regular guest. Here he is responding point for point to some of the things that Bill Nye the Science Guy had to say in a recent video on abortion.
Eggs get fertilized a lot, but that's not all you need. You have to attach to the uterine wall, the inside of the woman's womb.
Well, first of all, there is no such thing as a fertilized egg. Eggs do get fertilized, but when they're fertilized, they're no longer eggs that are fertilized, they're human beings. And that is basic embryology.
You cannot help but notice you have a lot of men of European descent passing these extraordinary laws based on ignorance.
As far as I could tell, Bill Nye is a man of European descent, but he is disqualifying other men of European descent from weighing in on the issue against him. Not only that, the Supreme Court, who decided Roe versus Wade, was a group of men of European descent.
So I just really encourage you to not tell women what to do.
Huh. Bill Nye, are you telling us what we should do in this four-minute video clip? Of course he is. He's weighing on this issue, and he's offering a strong exhortation for pro-lifers to cease and desist. He's the guy who says we shouldn't be telling people what to do, but the video itself is telling people what to do.
That's soundbite number three, Greg Kokel responding to Bill Nye, the Science Guy. It's one of our soundbites. If you'd like it to be soundbite of the week, then vote for it. 1-877-623-MY-IE. Talkback@IssuesETC.org. Our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Get ready to vote. We're going to play soundbite number four, then take a break, and the break will be a great time to vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. First, here's soundbite number four. It's Dr. Peter Scare and his reaction to Pope Francis's congressional address.
He had the leaders of our nation there, and he could have called them to account. He could have offered a prophetic word. And then in the speech, it almost came to it. He said, you know, I value life at every stage. And just at that moment, when you think he's going to give the life message, oh, the letdown, because then he starts talking about the death penalty. And at that moment, I went to the internet and I looked how many people die because of the death penalty every year. This past year, so far, 25 people have been put to death because of the death penalty. 25. Meanwhile, a million innocent children every year are being put to death, and they have no one to speak for them. At least these criminals have lawyers that come in their defense who make case after case for them to keep them from getting the final death penalty. Who is speaking for these innocent ones, these little ones? And when the Pope came to Congress, he could only offer, you know, his greatest thing was climate change. I mean, if anything, it could almost drive a man to drink how many times he talked about climate change. One of the lines that really got me, he said this: we've got to work on climate change so that we give to our children a better world. Well, how can we give our children a better world if we don't allow those children to be born? If we kill them in the womb, they'll never know what the temperature is.
That's soundbite number four, Dr. Peter Scare, and his reaction to the Pope's congressional address. If you'd like to vote for it, now's the time to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. You vote by giving us a call, and phone call voters get to go first. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. This break is a great time to call us, 1-877-623-MYIE, or send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet with your vote, @IssuesETC, or vote at our Facebook fan page. There's space there for you to do so. Facebook.com/IssuesETC, Facebook.com/IssuesETC. Your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week after the break.
For 20 years, we've lifted our voices and instruments to the hymns of Stephen Starkey. Now, CPH has the first ever CD collection of Pastor Starkey's works titled, We Praise You and Acknowledge You, O God. This 12-track CD includes nearly an hour of music from the most beloved Lutheran hymn writer of our time. Order now. Use promotion code URA. We Praise You and Acknowledge You, O God is only $15.99. CPH.org.
Do you have a hard time finding Christian greeting cards and gifts that aren't either sappy or theologically suspect? Ad Crucem offers the perfect combination of art and the truth of the scriptures with beautiful and reverent greeting cards and gifts. Deliver the true comfort of the gospel, Christ crucified for sinners, to family and friends with Ad Crucem. ADCRUCEM.com. Confessing the faith through art and word. AdCrucem.com.
Education and edification. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Do you long for a church where the gospel of the sinner's free justification is front and center, and yet where a robust sacramental life is confessed and lived? Do you long for a church that rejoices in the sacred scriptures as the sole basis for the church's teaching and proclamation, yet values and listens to the witness of the ancient fathers and councils? Welcome to the Lutheran Church. We are what you've been looking for. Find a Christ-centered, cross-focused church near you on the Find the Church page at issuesetc.org.
Did you know that Luther Academy has been providing continuing education for confessional Lutheran pastors and lay people worldwide for more than 20 years? Luther Academy promotes confessional Lutheran theology through conferences, scholarly exchanges, and publications like Logia, the Confessional Lutheran Dogmatic Series, and Luther Digest. Find out more about Luther Academy and sign up for their free email newsletter at lutheracademy.com. lutheracademy.com.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got to vote.
It is time for your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. The last 10 minutes here and devoted entirely to your votes for one of the four soundbites. Dr. Hadley Arkus making the most obvious case against abortion. Soundbite number two, Pastor Brian Wolf Miller, no evangelism without doctrine. Soundbite number three, Greg Kokel responding to Bill Nye the Science Guy. Or soundbite number four, Dr. Peter Scare's reaction to the Pope's congressional address. You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. You can vote by sending us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. You can vote by going to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC, facebook.com/IssuesETC, or send us a tweet, @IssuesETC. And the listener with the best vote will get the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. It goes to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week on this Friday afternoon, October the 2nd. 1-877-623-MYIE. 877-623-6943, talkback@issuesetc.org, Twitter us @IssuesETC, or facebook.com/IssuesETC. Cheryl is listening in Indianapolis. Cheryl, what's your vote?
I'm voting for soundbite number four, Dr. Peter Scare's soundbite. He did a good job of pointing out all the ironies of the Pope's address to Congress, and especially the one about the death penalty. 25 people died because of the death penalty. and the 1 million innocent children die because they're put to death because no one has spoken up for them.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. Thanks for listening in Indianapolis. Ken is calling from his cell. Hi, Ken.
Thanks for taking my call. I think I'm really disappointed in this Pope, and he tends to not focus on the issues that are confronting the church, especially in America. And I'm just disappointed in his congressional address, where he could have said more, even talking to the president. He failed to do so and take a stand. And he even denied talking to the clerk in Kentucky, or didn't deny it necessarily, but failed to follow up with what he really believed. So that's my vote.
All right, thank you very much. I'll take that as a vote for soundbite number four as well. This is a vote for soundbite number one, Dr. Hadley Arkus. And it says, Ali says, the fact that there are people ready to argue that a child isn't a child, even after they have been born, is more evidence that people are consumed with their own selfish, sinful desires. And abortion is an attempt to erase the consequences of sexual immorality. And when that attempt fails, against all odds, the miracle of life prevails. Some hearts are still hardened. I pray that God will change and work in those hearts. Ali, thank you very much for that vote. For issues, etc. Soundbite of the week. Mary has this vote. Dr. Scare, that would be soundbite number four. Because as an ex, I've always been mystified how the unsaved world worships at the shrine of the unholy father, who never seems to say anything about Jesus, but rather reinforces that salvation is in no other name but the big Rome name the Rome dictates. Why do I have to choose? I like Greg Kokel, too, because I love to see Nye have his head handed to him. We'll take that as a vote for soundbite number four. Dr. Peter Scare and Mary, thank you very much for your vote. This one comes from Colette in Canada. Colette says, my choice would be Pastor Brian Wolfmiller's No Evangelism Without Doctrine. I have heard the saying, deeds not creeds, many times and almost became convinced regarding this catchy phrase. As a new Lutheran, I find the teaching in the small and large catechism on the creeds invaluable, and I know them would save many a soul from false teaching. Colette, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Canada. David listens in Colorado. He says, watching the Planned Parenthood debacle play out has laid bare the power of evil in our nation, a coalition of the press and power which dismisses and despises any effort to save an inconvenient class of people from mass murder is chilling. We've imagined ourselves a good and compassionate people, but it appears we are neither in moments like these. It's time we all came out of our stupor and realized just how evil this sin is. Perhaps then we will believe and pray like the tax collector in the Gospels in the horror of our sins. David, thanks for listening in Colorado. Jan has a vote for soundbite number four, Dr. Peter Scare. The Pope had the stage of many Americans and could have proclaimed the gospel or our battle against abortion, but no, he put his stamp on political issues, even though he is a chemist. He didn't mix the word of God with the stages where he had the ear of many non-believers. This year, there are 1 million babies who will not be able to hear God's word on earth. Jan, thank you very much for your vote as well. This tweet comes from Brian, voting for Dr. Scare, soundbite number four. If we kill them in the womb, they'll never know what the temperature is. Zing, says Brian. And Brian, thank you very much for your vote. Jennifer votes in Fort Wayne, Indiana, voting for soundbite number three. Greg Kokel responding to Bill Nye, saying, very interesting to hear. Jennifer, thank you very much for your vote, and thanks for listening in Fort Wayne. Another voter in Canada, Lisa, says, I vote for soundbite number four. I love Dr. Peter Scare's comparison between the death penalty numbers and abortion numbers. He is right to point out that those children never receive a fair trial and thus are the most obvious members of our society to defend if we truly believe that we're responsible to protect and defend human life at every stage of development. Very good. Thank you, Lisa, and thanks for listening in Canada. Another vote. This one comes from Steve in Iowa. A tough call, but I got to go with Dr. Scare, number four. After a week of posturing and historionics and the media making a bigger deal over the fact that the Pope visited Kim Davis than they did his botched opportunity, it is great to hear someone hold the Pope accountable for his failure to address what can only be considered a modern-day Holocaust. Instead, spoke on the death penalty and climate change. For the Pope to ignore the chance to address that to an audience with that much influence, that would be seen and heard by as many people as it would is beyond negligent. Good job, Dr. Scare. Thank you very much, Steve. Thanks for listening in Iowa. Well, here's the winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week on this Friday afternoon. According to your votes, it's soundbite number 4, Dr. Peter Scare's reaction to Pope Francis's congressional address.
He had the leaders of our nation there, and he could have called them to account. He could have offered a prophetic word. And then in the speech, it almost came to it. He said, you know, I value life at every stage. And just at that moment, when you think he's going to give the life message, oh, the letdown, because then he starts talking about the death penalty. And at that moment, I went to the internet and I looked how many people die because of the death penalty every year. This past year, so far, 25 people have been put to death because of the death penalty. 25. Meanwhile, 1 million innocent children every year are being put to death, and they have no one to speak for them. At least these criminals have lawyers that come in their defense who make case after case for them to keep them from getting the final death penalty. Who is speaking for these innocent ones, these little ones? And when the Pope came to Congress, he could only offer, you know, his greatest thing was climate change. I mean, if anything, it could almost drive a man to drink how many times he talked about climate change. One of the lines that got me, really got me, he said this: we've got to work on climate change so that we give to our children a better world. Well, how can we give our children a better world if we don't allow those children to be born? If we kill them in the womb, they'll never know what the temperature is.
That's the winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Soundbite number 4, Dr. Peter Scare's reaction to the Pope's congressional address. Thanks to everybody who voted for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Allie, if you would send us your mailing address and shirt size, talkback@issuesetc.org, we will send you the LPR bundle package. Folks, if you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. this week, please consider making a tax-deductible donation this weekend. Remember, no gift is too small. You can make a financial contribution by check. Make your check payable to Issues Etc. and send it to Issues Etc., Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. That's Issues Etc., Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also make a secure online donation at issuesetc.org. Thanks for listening, and thanks for your support. Monday on the program, we'll have Pastor Tom Baker lead us in a Sunday school lesson on Moses at the burning bush. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Collinsville, Illinois is happy to support the Christ-centered, cross-focused ministry of Issues Etc. Join us for worship, Bible classes, youth ministry, and other opportunities to grow in Christ. We have a Christian day school for children in preschool to 8th grade. We are located at 1300 Beltline Road. Call us at 618-344-3151 or visit www.goodshepherdcollinsville.org.